having discussed giving tzedakah to a non-Jewish person their cause, there's yet another point along these lines, and that is, how about giving tzedakah to somebody who's not from, somebody who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? How does the chiyuv tzedakah apply to him? Now, in a strict sense, in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that if someone would be the real case of somebody who's a mummer, somebody who chooses willfully and deliberately to ignore Torah Mitzvahs, there's no chiyuv tzedakah to him as well. Now, just in terms of understanding this halakha, why in truth, if we're talking mitzvah to be nice to people, to help them out, to mirachim, why aren't we instructed? Why is the mitzvah not geared towards helping everybody in the world? Why dafka people who are, first of all, yidden and shomer Torah Mitzvahs? So it's mefurish and Torah's kainim. There's a drasha which will go along these lines, and just not speaking it out, but the concept seems to be that there's a concept of helping people out and being nice, but something beyond that, and that is that a chmashal, if someone's someone's playing a game and they have a team, and someone on the team falls down, you help him out urgently because you want to get him back on his feet. If someone who's watching falls down, it's good to be nice to him, but it's a whole different sense of urgency. Klal Yisrael works together. We're all in this together. We're all working towards the Shem together. When someone else in Klal Yisrael needs help, it's urgent for us to get him back on his feet and mechazik him towards the Avodat Hashem, towards the goal that we're all aiming for together. We're all working together. To that end, the mitzvah tzedakah is specifically geared not just to merachim, but to merachim towards this cause of the exact to getting everyone together and functioning. That being the case, it is limited to somebody who is Shem Tarim Mitzvahs and first of all, Yid and Shem Tarim Mitzvahs. Now, practically speaking, it's certainly difficult. There's a great machlokes in the Pesach game on the most recent level between Rabbi Yashiv and the Chaz Nish, what constitutes a mummer, who is somebody who qualifies as not being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And generally, the Chaz Nish goes that most people today have a lot of who were raised under negative influences, negative perceptions towards Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, would not have the status of a mummer, and therefore they would still be nichlal in achicha. Even though they are not keeping mitzvahs, we could look at them as part of achicha and still give them tzedakah. But only somebody who deliberately made such a choice, an informed choice, to not be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore, in most, obviously every case is different, we have to know our scenarios, but generally speaking, one would go ahead and give tzedakah. However, one point worth keeping in mind, a side point, sometimes a guy comes to the door and you offer him a drink. This would be a practical concern by somebody who's not from, simply because if the person's not going to make a bracha, you run into the problem. How can you give him food? You're able to make either by causing him to eat something and not make a bracha. Now, the place can point out, if you're not sure if he'll make a bracha, you have more latitude there, and there that's because you have a vadei chiyuv tzedakah and a suffolk brachas. Let's say you know for certain he's not going to make a bracha. So what do you do? Option A, you can give him money, don't give him food. Option B, you could tell him as you hand him, you have to make a bracha. Beyond that, it's his concern. Once you make the point clear, it already becomes his concern. There's no issue with neighbor.